Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Still Doug, and I still love the cinema. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you with this month's bonus episode. Holy crap, the time is going by so weirdly. I could have where's your cough button? Don't you have a button like all professional broadcasters?
That was a cough button. That wasn't real.
I pressed mute. I thought I pressed mute, but I guess I coughed over the mute.
I would, but that's a fun thing to do. Like, I wish I had a cough button that I could push every time I'm about to swear on terrestrial radio, because that'd be a funny, instead of bleeping, just cough every time you go swear. Anyway, where was I? This is this month's bonus episode. Congratulations for listening to it. It's Thursday, March 31st, 2022. And my guests are three of the best returning champs, Amy Miller, John Erler, and also he's been a champ in the past. There's no reason to hold that against him that he's not currently a champ, as Sean Jordan. Hey, everybody.
Sup?
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
He's a championship father now.
Boy, right? I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pulling just down lots of awards for that one.
She just took a dump, huh?
Okay.
Nice. Yeah. You taught her to do that.
I'm out here. It was instinct, but yeah, I was show her anyways.
You know, you got to, sometimes you got to coax.
Yeah, you got to rub the belly
sometimes
a little bit.
You got to like say, hey,
toothpaste it.
Let's go. What? Mm-hmm.
You toothpaste
give her a couple
it out.
Lines.
Yeah, oh my God. Some cigarettes and coke. That'll get it right out.
Do you worry about when you joke around like that, that, you know, there's going to be a knock from social services on your door?
Yeah, we've had that talk. I mean, I worry about all the things I've said on 300 hours of a podcast that we do. It's like, said some weird stuff on there. So if she, you know, it's like Kill Bill. Like if she wants to talk to me about it when she's older, then I'm right here.
I think that about Tom and Christina's kids. I think you're probably safe.
I imagine, you know. I ain't going to shy away from anything.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's part of it is you do have the fallback of being a professional comedian on a comedy podcast. So that you can say it's all jokes, but
it's not.
I just, I didn't mean to bring this subject up, but I watched King Richard the other day. And at one point, the neighbors that don't like them, That's what I worry about with you, Sean, is that you have a neighbor that doesn't like your skateboarding ways. And they're going to call somebody that's going to show up here, you know, with this evidence that you're a terrible person because you make jokes about giving your baby Coke.
I wondered. I don't skate in the driveway these days. I try to keep it pretty mellow. We just bought a house, so it's like, I don't want to piss anyone off. But my aunt one time, some joke about doing Coke on Facebook, and she told, this is when I first moved to Portland, she told everyone I was addicted to Coke back home because I made some bad joke about it. And it's like, it's weird how that happens. You know,
she doesn't snort. He just rubs it on her gums. It's not like she's snorting it. She's a baby.
And I'm not addicted. Right. I only do it when I want to, like before I go out and like Saturdays and just, you know, whenever I need to like be awake, but I'm not addicted by any means.
Do you think that you can, as a new father, watch a movie where witches do things to babies?
It's tougher. I sound like a coward when I say that, but it's tougher.
I bet.
Yeah.
It's real. So let me tell you what movie to not see. Don't see You Won't Be Alone.
Okay. I definitely won't then. I've had to turn off Grey's Anatomy because they have the popular through line on these soap operas that I love where they're like, let's have a miscarriage where things have been stagnant for a few weeks. Let's throw a miscarriage in there. And you're like, bro, you don't have
to. It's true. I don't know why people watch so much of those hour long dramas, because the most traumatic shit has to happen. Cause you can't just show up one week and everybody's happy for an entire episode.
Well, like do it though. Last week, a boa constrictor was wrapped around the dude. It's like, sure. Give me all of that. You got, but you don't need to,
You know how much of that you're going to get every genus in the animal kingdom. Eventually, you just run out of crazy shit that can happen at hospitals. No.
At least it wasn't wrapped around a baby.
Well, that's a snack.
The baby would be toast.
Speaking of toothpaste in it.
Hey, let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically as I do. He won episode 2 at South by Southwest this year. It's John Erler. Hey, John.
Hi, Doug. Hi, everybody. Hi, Sean and Amy.
Yo.
How have you been, man?
Pretty good, you know, trying to beat this thing that we call COVID. I don't know. I'm sorry I coughed at the top of the episode. I thought I had it on mute and I just fucked everything up.
Oh no, that's all right. I'm sneezing all the time on my shows, but it's like, it didn't feel like, you know, because you thought you're on mute, you pretty much cough straight into the microphone.
It was the most aggressive cough.
I have one of these fancy microphones I bought at the beginning of pandemic, and I never use the mute function on it because I always mute from my laptop, not from the mic itself. But this time I was like, I know where the mute feature is on my microphone. I'm going to use it. And then I did it and I got bit in the ass.
You like, push the amplify button. Accident.
Yeah. You hit megaphone on that.
I did. Hey, let me try it again. I'm going to press mute and cough and see how it goes.
Okay, this is exciting. your mute your mic is not effective.
That sounded like a joke. Was that really? That sounded like a cough button for real. That was funny.
Maybe it says mute on your microphone. Like, just be quiet. Just mute yourself.
You said this was
make noise.
This was an expensive microphone. I think you were led down the primrose path, my friend.
I absolutely was. Also, this microphone has a mind of its own and can sometimes, just out of the blue, I do a stream and my voice will be like slowed down to sort of Darth Vader pitch. And I won't hear it, but the audience will, and be like, why do you sound so funny, John? And then I'll have to unplug and plug back in. Anyway, I'm sure this is a great topic to be talking about on the show, my microphone.
It's better when it airs in the other direction. Like, sped up podcasts are actually pretty cool and time saving.
Yeah. Oh, I watch a lot of movies on sped up now. Like, it's such a great feature.
Yeah, you told me you did that, and I was horrified.
I skipped the action.
If you can go through them fast, what else do these movies have? You're in control of the movie, not the people that made it. You know, like Power of the Dog in 20 minutes is a totally different movie.
Isn't that good, though? Don't you want to be in control of?
No, I don't know. I think when a movie is a slow burn, you have to take the burn that they're feeding you and live with it, you know, and then complain about it afterwards, because I hate those movies. I hate this the slow burn. I'll tell you about this movie. You won't be alone. It's not a slow burn. That shit happens to a baby immediately.
I'm not going to watch it. I promise. Thanks for looking out.
The more I want to watch it, Doug. I'm going to watch this movie. It's called You Don't Want to Watch This Movie. What is it called? You Don't Drink
it's
Alone.
One of these, the titles these days are just sentences that are like, it's like the puzzles on Wheel of Fortune where it's just like, open the door. You know, it's just like, that's not a phrase.
Don't forget to watch this movie.
The movie's called You Won't Be Alone. It's just made in Macedonia, and my girlfriend has a theory I agree with that not a lot of Macedonians involved. It's in Macedonian, but when you see it, you'll understand what I'm talking about, because there's plenty of people in the film that just get away with not really having any dialogue to speak of.
How'd you get your mitts on this movie?
Got invited to a screening by Focus Features, said, hey, you want to come? It felt kind of like a premiere. Like they took my picture standing next to the poster, but then everybody else that was there was either, critics or people that actually were involved in making the movie. But it was, had some hors d'oeuvres afterwards.
saying you love movies so much. People are going to keep inviting you to this shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing, is it's a self-fulfilling prophecy for sure. And, but that's why I don't think I would have left early during this movie. I think I would have stuck it out, but it wasn't really my cup of tea. And, fortunately I knew that there was a couple of booze at the end of the screening that would, be worth the wait.
And it's called and I was Never right. Be Alone.
I was right. They had a delicious, rosé. Yeah. You won't be alone. You won't be alone.
Well, that's nice.
If you hate this movie, you won't be alone. Also joining us today.
Put it on the DVD box. There it is.
Joining me. I mean, because I'm telling you, it's saying that this movie really made me unhappy is a compliment. I mean, that's what the movie's supposed to be doing. You know what I mean? It's like Midsommar the other one, Hereditary. Saying that you were grossed out or freaked out by it is what the filmmakers want to hear.
Is it like a Serbian film, like that level of?
It's Macedonian.
They're pretty close.
Yeah, no, it's not. The borders aren't that far, I guess. Joining me on my April 20th stand-up show at Helium, always a gas, in Portland, Oregon, it's going to be our friend who's on the horn right now, Sean Jordan. Hello, Sean.
What is crackin', Playboy?
I'm excited for the April 20th show. I've already been telling my fans that even though you're not like a regular smoker, that you're going to get crazy high for the event and that you're also going to get your baby high.
Yeah. Hey, man, I do what I'm told. You got to clock in. A job's a job. So
don't tell the neighbors.
I'll go kick flip it in their driveway. Be like, I'm going to go get fucking ripped and do stand up. What do you think of that?
I did not expect you to agree to that. That's what I think. But thank you for going along with my little joke. And I am looking forward to seeing you in how many days do you think it is? I'm going to guess in the 20 days range since it's April 20th.
I'm going to say 21.
Right? Since we're recording this a day before people are going to hear it. See? Those are the numbers I was working.
I broke the fourth wall.
But this is all one big April Fool's joke, by the way. We're not even recording right now. And John never coughs at all. He was just pretending to cough.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. It'll be dope. It's always fun. Always fun to see you. It's always
gonna
a blast.
Be dope.
Yeah, see, I talk like I'm stoned out of my gourd all the time. I'm just not.
Right?
Yeah. I did one of those shows a while back where you do a set and then you get stoned and do another set. And it's such a horrible idea for people that don't smoke weed. It's like, I understand how maybe it could be kind of funny, but I don't know. I just stood there and I didn't laugh or anything. I was just like, this is insane. And I talked about how bad I felt.
I'm scared.
Did the audience seem to enjoy that? Did they laugh?
I think so. I can't remember. I think I went on autopilot and did some stand up and then I left. I got backstage and I was like, I need to go immediately. And the next comic, bless his heart, his name's Jacob Christopher. He goes, I can take you after my set. And I go, that's not good enough. I got to go now. And so I had to have someone call me an Uber and put my address in. And then I got home. I can't handle it, man. I don't know how people can. I cannot do it.
I can't do it either. I've done the drinking ones and my set is exactly the same.
Yeah, those are fine. Stop on the block for old Miller and Jordan, but
I'm, you know, if maybe I did, better. if I was to play along with this show that you did and I was to show up not high for my first spot and then get high, do the second one. I feel like, I mean, I even did a whole album recording that way just to, you know, put it out there so people can hear the differences. And the differences are one show happened at one time and then another show happened later that night. So it's obviously not going to be exactly the same, but I'm going to forget what I'm talking about in both of them. And I'm going to find my way and make the audience laugh in both, I hope, you know. But, you know, you never know with these things. And I guess it's I'm glad I don't have that problem. Alcohol, if I got more drunk, then yes, the second set is either going to be worse or funnier, depending on your perspective. You know, if you think I've had comedian friends like, laugh their asses off at spectacularly bad sets, you know.
I'm not scared when I'm drunk. It's like if I went and did a set and then someone like broke my wrist and I had to go do another set. That's what it's like when I'm high, where I'm just like, I'm scared. This is a scary thing. If I'm drunk, it's just like sloppy and fun.
Okay.
That's a pretty serious take. I apologize.
Well, a serious take is one of her many nicknames. You may know her from winning over Zoom last Sunday, a mere 4 days ago, 5 days ago. It's Amy Miller. Hi, Amy.
Hello, Doug. Hello, everybody.
Hi. I heard a rumor that someone went to see a Broadway show.
Oh, yeah. I only saw Company. I didn't get to see American Buffalo, which I'm really upset about because it doesn't run that long. But
what went wrong with American Buff?
I just got too many comedy shows, and that's a blessing. Not complaining.
Right.
But it just didn't end up working out. And
dance card gets filled.
I'm saying it really. I would love to do a trip where I do no comedy shows and just go to Broadway shows because I hadn't been in 3 years, and it was so fun. And I just wanted to be close to Sam Rockwell, as I told you. I was going to get right up front on that floor because it's a theater in the round.
Yeah. I
see every angle of Sam.
You can be right there for the violence.
Yeah.
Because there's stage violence in that show.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. I yeah, saw it once.
I've heard it so good.
Yeah. I saw it once in the round and it was the stage violence was quite well done and quite startling. But yeah, Sam Jackson, Lawrence Fishburne, and that other guy sounds like a really
Sam Rockwell.
What? That's who's in that play? No,
Sam Rockwell.
I know.
Lawrence Fishburne.
What'd I say?
Sam Jackson.
Oh yeah, Sam Jackson.
That's intense. Fishburne and Jackson together on stage.
No, Abe Vigoda from Fish, the guy who played Fish. But what's the third guy that's in it?
I can't remember his name. It's like he's like a hot young actor guy.
Yeah, Darren Criss.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. No, I fucked up to just Sam Jackson because he's on my mind, of course. The other night was the Oscars. Yes, yes, Sean.
Pardon my ignorance. What does in the round mean?
It means that
it's not just the audience sitting on one side and looking at a stage. It's more like a basketball court kind of where there's seats all around, but even without the baskets.
So it's quite literal. It's like that Dane Cook tour, like all
surrounded.
Around.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Do they play to all sides of the room?
Yes.
Well, they just do it in the middle of the room. So like whatever side you're on, that's the view you're going to get.
That's sweet.
Yeah, but they're turning around and stuff.
Oh yeah, they turn. It's like doing stand up in the round. You've done that, right?
I don't think so.
What?
It's wild.
Dude, you got to do Supernova in LA. That's outdoors and in the round. It's like two things you don't normally do.
I'll get stoned.
Same
time. Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I get hella stoned for those because I just,
I'll buy that. Yeah.
It's already outside.
It is fun. Yeah. You end up turning around because you're like, oh, these people have been looking at my butt for too long. I guess I'll I think the people to decide.
I think the people who you have your back to aren't reacting the same as the people you're looking at. So you have to keep moving just to keep everybody engaged.
Totally. Fun.
They do shows in the round sometimes in the improv lab, and it's hit or miss, as you might imagine, but it's always interesting.
Yeah. Now you got to have a deeper, you got to have a bigger audience than just a couple of rows. You know, a couple of rows in the round is just like, why is this stage taking up where seats could be?
People are so close to you, too.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
My crowd work is just a light slap on the cheek.
Mm-hmm. Well, holy cow, we're already well into this thing, and I haven't asked the question I'd like to ask everybody before we play the games. And that's, I'd like each of you to recommend one movie, and we'll start with Mr. Erler, John Erler. Please give us a movie recommendation.
Last night we, as a group on Twitch, watched Wild Wild West.
Mm-hmm. Oh no.
Oh goodness.
Did you hear what Kevin Klein did the other day?
What did he do?
Nothing.
I get it. Well, no, we picked Wild Wild West because Kenneth Branagh, we're so proud of him at the Oscars winning for Belfast, and he does such a great job as the evil doctor in it. They were like, let's do an Oscars-themed episode on Wednesday. And then we were shocked to find that Will Smith was also in the film. But we decided to keep watching it anyway. And that film is the title is accurate. It is a wild, wild film.
Wild. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not just Wild West. It's Wild, Wild West. Cause it's,
yeah. You get what you paid for.
Yeah.
It's a steampunk film, right?
Yes. Yeah, it is.
That's right.
He's so in a big mechanical spider or something.
Yeah. Giant mechanical spider being operated by a legless man named Loveless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just go to Burning Man. Just get out of here.
Good song. Wild Wild West is a good song, man.
I do like that song.
Yeah. Branagh commits though to the bad guy in that movie and goes for it in the, that one racially charged scene where they're insulting each other.
It's not just one, but yeah, that
there's scene, one really bad one though, as I remember.
I know the exact one you're talking about. It is, Will Smith and the evil Dr. Loveless encounter each other for the first time at a party, and they don't like each other from the get go. I mean, the evil character, he's supposed to be evil and he's very racist and he says some racist things to Will Smith. But then Will Smith, our hero, says a lot of like ableist things to the villain who's in a wheelchair. And it's just a weird mess.
Are they like puns, like the, you know, how like in the early O's, they would do those weird jabs.
Yes.
They're so bad. Like they're bad. But like it's typical of, you know, it's realistic in that when people are racist, they're also terrible at phrasing things and making it clever. They always say it in the oddest way. Don't even want to quote anything from it. It's so horrifying. Exactly. But that's your recommendation, is that people watch this?
To know what to avoid when you're making a film for the first time or second time. I mean, it's a real get-made situation. I mean, Barry Sonnenfeld, who was just like hot off the heels of his Men in Black films, he was like huge. And then Will Smith and, like it had a lot going for it. And the film looks great. Like it's got a great set design and special effects for 1999. Pretty good.
No, they took a really big swing.
Yeah.
They went for it, but it's like, it's typical of TV adaptations. It's like the one guy had disguises and gadgets. He didn't have they didn't have like fucking spider, monster machines that roam the earth.
No. Well, yeah, it's fantastical and some of it is fun. But yeah, there's like just.
Remember the Johnny Depp Lone Ranger?
With your boy Armie Hammer.
Where they had like, really modern stunts in an old timey period piece. So it's just, I don't know when they think that's going to work. It never works.
Well, Cowboys and Aliens was a big flop. Like they keep trying to like do Westerns as fun, like modern sci-fi or whatever. but has it ever worked? I don't know.
I just thought of one where it did work, in my opinion, but a lot of people disagree, and that's Back to the Future Part 3.
Yeah, okay, that's what I was going to say. It seems like they were all ripping it off and trying to do the same thing, but it's just failed.
I love that's that movie.
Me that's too. Anyway. Have you ever seen that?
Sorry, I was going to say, I think they were going for a Blazing Saddles kind of vibe with Wild Wild West, but they just missed the mark. It didn't come off as fun or
it was a vibe that was already too late.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, we were already at that point looking back at Blazing Saddles going, oof, that was rough, but you know, it was needed to happen, you know?
Right.
It opened up a lot of things for people.
I have a quick recommendation that everyone go to YouTube and put in kid at the end of Back to the Future 3 because there's a scene that shouldn't have stayed in where this little kid, one of Marty's children or Doc's children, I guess, with Mary Steenburgen, he clearly like really has to pee. So he's like looking into the camera and then looking at, I assume, his mom, and then just like pointing to where you pee from and like hoping someone will help him go. It's very funny.
I love it.
And it's just in the movie because there's just other dialogue going on and stuff, and they just didn't care.
They just didn't notice it. Yeah, because it's like the whole it's literally the final scene. And this poor little kid, he must be like 4. He's just pointing and then summoning his mom. It's very funny.
Oh my God, I just watched it while you were talking.
Oh, hilarious,
you cheater,
right?
You cheater.
No, this is the Wild West, baby. There's no rules on the podcast version.
Oh, well,
all right. But now people are going to think you cheat.
The Zoom version.
Sean,
I watched.
Recommend a film.
The movie with Jason Segel and I've never heard of her, but Lily Collins and Jesse Plemons. It's called Windfall, and it's like a sneaky horror movie. Really liked fun. It? I liked it a lot.
It's so sneaky. I wasn't aware that it was a horror movie. I even saw some of the trailer.
Yeah, I liked. Oh, sorry if I wrecked anything. I feel bad talking. It's really good. It's fun. There's very few people in it.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, it's a Netflix movie. They're both fantastic. Jason Segel's a little bit of a villain, which is fun, but he's still funny. And Lily Collins, again, who I don't know, she's great. This is really fun. And
You definitely need to check out Emily in Paris then, apparently.
Yeah, I don't know. You know me pretty well. I think I do, right? Is it like a soap opera type thing?
No, it's just that girl that you just said is great, but she's in Paris. I only saw season one, but to me, it was a show where nothing happens.
Not a good show.
Well, neither of you sold it very well, so it can take a long walk up a short pier.
But I'll watch every episode they put out. It's so bad.
You watched all of season two, Amy?
Oh, yeah.
I do that with a lot of stuff. I'm doing that with Station 19 where it's like, I'm not thrilled about it, but I'm watching it. It's a soap opera. I dig it. Anyway, Windfall. Fantastic.
Okay, got it. Locked in. Do you have a movie that begins with W, Amy?
Ooh, no, I don't. But I had never seen and just watched The Pope of Greenwich Village. I don't know why I'd never seen it, but I guess the Benningtons talk about it a lot. It's like one of their favorite movies, so they're always quoting it, and I'm like, I watched it. And it's free. It's on HBO. Time. Yeah. It's so good. I loved it. Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's just up on HBO, so you can watch it.
Yeah. It's, Eric Roberts back in the moment where he was poised to be Nicolas Cage. Like, you know, he was just poised to be that guy that if you have an over the top character, you know, let him at it and see what happens.
He's so good. He was amazing. Why didn't he make it? He was so good in Righteous Gemstones latest season. Like he's a good actor.
He's worked straight through, but like never really.
He works nonstop. He works overseas a lot.
He started off as a pretty boy, and then he got into an accident and his features got messed up a little bit.
Very attractive. Eric Roberts, we're talking about?
Yeah.
He looks amazing in Righteous Gemstones.
He's a good looking dude.
He's a handsome old guy, but like when he was younger, he was like, you know, his first movie, I think, was called King of the Gypsies. And, John Erler, do you remember any of this? I think he got hit by a car or something after his first couple of movies, and then there was like a bit of a hiatus, and then he came back and
I remember all of it since. As if it was yesterday. God, what a time that was.
So
I don't remember that, Doug, but thanks for...
Yeah, well, because he sort of, that's the thing, is he sort of dropped out of his consciousness for a minute, and then he came back, I think, in a movie called Raggedy Man with Sissy Spacek that I've always had a fondness for. But anyway, Pope of Greenwich Village, fucking Burt Young, Mickey Rourke, and just a really big, like, Eric Roberts plays, like, the character that... that Ed Norton played in Rounders, you know, the friend that just will not stop dragging you down, that character. I mean, you know, Nicolas Cage has obviously played that character, and it's a trope, but in this particular case, he just is so good.
Yeah. I think I always got the impression when I was younger that it was like also as Julia became so massive and like this huge, like, cultural icon that people almost started to treat him like Frank Stallone or whatever. Like, he would always get like listed in the same, and it's just like, no, he's really good. But as her star rose, people like made him more of a joke, and it just it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. He always played kind of creeps, right? Like, what was that movie, Star 80 or whatever?
Yeah, well, Star 80 was an awful, rough movie that he, you know, committed to the role, but what an unpleasant thing to act out, you know. And
yeah,
and just an unpleasant movie. It's like the biggest, it's like the black mark on Bob Fosse's movie career, if you ask me, because like all of his other movies are great, and that one is just like, why was he so obsessed with telling this terrible story terribly? Like, it's not, you know, it's not even, there's not even musical elements in it, you know. Anyway,
gotta have a free cocktail after that movie.
Make it a double. All right, so thanks for visiting Recommendation Nation. We got a couple games to play. We got what we call some talkers on the show today.
We're hanging out.
A lot of windbags,
including me,
dude.
Including me. I'm responsible as well. So we'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We are back, and it's time for game 1 of 2. It's a new game, and I'm excited about it. It's called An Arm and a Leg. And here's how it works. Okay. I'll say a fun fact, and your job as contestants is to try to tell me if that fun fact applies to Ana de Armas or John Leguizamo or neither.
Okay.
And first person gets a shot at it. If they miss, second person gets a shot. Third person gets the gimme if it gets that far. And this is an arm and a leg. John Erler, you're up first.
Okay.
Only John Erler.
Ana de Armas.
This one.
Oh, sorry.
And do you really want to commit to your pre-guess?
I do not.
All right. don't forget, there's no time to joke anymore. I will slap you if you joke again.
Shit.
Yeah. No, but the world has changed, John. When people joke, they get slapped.
God, okay.
Yeah.
Can I slap back?
Sure.
Okay.
He's going to get in a big giant spider and come for you.
I mean, I just keep flashing on the things, the that Kenneth Branagh character talked, insulting Will Smith over race in scenes that would not happen in that time period because everyone was so racist. He wouldn't be standing there having that conversation with the guy.
And it's all played for just like fun. Like it's almost like we're supposed to think both of them are really funny and it's all just cool.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to be shocked.
Yeah. His commitment is unbelievable. Like it's like they didn't get how terrible it was. Okay. John.
Okay.
Is a voice in Pixar's Coco Ana de Armas, John Leguizamo, or neither?
I'm going to go with Leguizamo.
You're going Johnny Legs. Is a voice in Pixar's Coco.
Can I consult my other computer on this, or do I have to?
No, you're not allowed to. We shouldn't even have known that you have options to consult.
Have you designed any of these games to be cheat proof, or are they all cheatable?
Oh, that's a good question. I guess I could come up with something cheat proof. I mean, sometimes just the speed element makes it cheat proof, because how fast can you really?
Here's the thing, too. You'll hear. Things up? You'll hear. Can you hear my keyboard clacking?
A little bit, and some coughing too.
That was Sean, but anyway.
Sure it was.
Oh no.
All right, but anyway, to answer your answer, you said Johnny Legs is a voice in Pixar's Coco. That is incorrect.
Oh, boy. Yes. No, I got the boner spring.
So we go to Sean Jordan. You have two options. You can either say Ana de Armas or neither.
That was me coughing. I apologize. And I'm going to say neither.
That was you coughing?
Yeah, I was doing a bit.
All right.
Yeah. Yep.
Might what is wrong replace with this thing? That one?
I got it, right?
Yeah, that is correct.
Tight.
You did it. Normally I have a little whistle that I blow when I say it's correct, but I haven't been able to find it. All right. So congratulations, Sean.
Thanks,
is buddy. On the board with 1 point. Amy, you get this next one first.
Okay.
Has appeared in 3 movies that starred Keanu Reeves. Mm. Ana de Armas, Johnny Legs, or neither? For Amy.
Well, I'm going to say, I don't know. John Leguizamo.
You're going Johnny Legs?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Incorrect.
Oh, really?
He boinged me.
So, John, what do you think between the remaining options of Ana de Armas and neither?
Could it be both?
That's awesome.
That would be a trip.
That'd be tight.
Both, but the options were just one or the other or neither, because it's not both.
Okay. I'm going to go neither.
You're going neither. Interesting. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting choice. I
got a good feeling about it.
That is correct.
Yes.
It is neither. John is on the board. Sean, you could win it with this next one.
Bring it.
That was a fun question for me because, you know, Ana de Armas was in one movie with Keanu Reeves called Knock Knock.
Yeah. God, that movie.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, that's a rough one. And then directed by our friend Eli Roth. And then who was the other person? Leguizamo.
John Wick.
Was in 2 out of the 3. He wasn't in the third one.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
What, so neither what of those movies? Actors. John Wick?
Mm-hmm.
That's so, what I thought.
Yeah, but neither of them have been.
But I never saw 3.
Neither of them have been in 3 movies with him. Okay. Yeah. Aren't games fun?
Sometimes.
Sean, you can win this one right now.
Yeah. All right, I hear
you. Answer this correctly.
I hear you clucking, big chicken.
Okay. Armas or Legs or neither was born in Medellin, Colombia.
Donna Darmus?
I get confused which is the right buzzer and which. Oh, here we go. That's incorrect. Funny. Incorrect. Amy
Boner.
You could pull a three-way tie here if you guess correctly between Leguizamo or neither. Born in Medellin, Colombia.
I think neither. I'm going to say neither.
You're going with neither.
Yeah.
And we have a three-way tie.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations. The answer was neither. The answer was neither all three times.
Damn it.
Yeah. He was born in Bogota, Colombia, and she was born in Cuba.
I didn't know. I thought he was born. Wow.
In New York City.
Yeah, I thought he was born in Kansas Queens. City, Missouri.
I thought he was born into a one-man show on Broadway. Nope, he's just the pest.
All right.
So we have a tiebreaker. And this is where John Erler really benefits from the alphabetical order thing.
Mm.
But also, Amy, didn't you say last time that the champ should go first in the first game rather than going alphabetically.
Yeah.
So he's the older champ in this case. So you still go first either way. But Sean wouldn't get to go second. Amy, you would have gotten to go second if I did it that other way.
Should do it that other way.
What? Yeah. So John, you're first. Ready?
Sure.
If you get this right, you break the tie, you win.
Love it.
Miss it. If you miss it, Sean gets a shot. And if you miss it, Amy wins.
Ain't gonna miss.
Why didn't I get to pick up Amy's miss on the last one?
What's that?
Well, if it keeps going around, shouldn't I have picked up when Amy got the... Oh, no, she got it. Never mind.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, three-way tie. All right, let's do it.
I hope. I always worry about it later.
So do I.
Play now, work out the details later.
DeArmas,
Leguizamo, or neither is an Aquarius.
Well, here's a fun fact. I'm an Aquarius. So.
Okay. So which one is most like you or neither?
It's a great question. Here's another thing. All three questions have been neither so far. So would you do a fourth question of neither? What do you think, Doug?
Well, I'd like to confuse and delight everyone. So
get in his kitchen.
You just don't know what's going to happen next.
That's true. I can't say both.
Why do you keep asking for the option that is absolutely not going to be the answer?
Because I feel like they're both Aquarians.
Why would they both? That's a different game. I'd say Anna or Johnny or both.
Aquarians.
Listen, this isn't Master Pancake, John. We have some rules here.
Does that make me a scorpion? That's sick.
An Aquarian. I'm a Cancer.
It's Cancerian. All the Librans know what I'm talking about out there. Mm-hmm.
So. They sure do, those Pisces. Yeah,
the Taurans, the Librans, the Pisces. I'm gonna say you're going to mix it up, and I'm going to go with John Leguizamo as the Aquarius.
Incorrect.
Boner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Sean. Is it Anna de Armas or neither? That's an Aquarius.
Neither. Got it. Let's go.
You're going neither?
Going neither. Give me the W.
Lock that in?
Lock it in.
All right. Here comes the sound effect.
Damn it.
I'm just kidding. You got it right.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, I can't tell the difference between these things.
Yeah.
All right. So... Oh, shit. So anyway, yes, that is... neither of them are an Aquarius. She was born in April. He was born in July. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's a Cancer or a Leo because he's on the cusp. But there you have it.
Leon. You mean a Leon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't wait for the next time we play an arm and a leg. And since Sean brought it home, he gets to go first in our next game we're going to play right after these messages, and also while Sean's going to check on the baby. We'll be right back.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We're back. How's the baby, Sean?
Chilling, dude. She's chilling.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
You get to go first in a game called Have You Heard About Hurt?
Okay.
I'm just kidding. That was Amy suggested that game on the last episode.
I wanted to call it Triple H.
Oh, yeah. Triple H.
Heard About Hurt.
Yeah, it's the films of John Hurt, William Hurt, and John Hurd. And of course, now they've all passed away. So it's three dead guys who people had hard enough time keeping apart just by based on their last names. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to play that today. I just wanted Amy to get excited.
So excited.
Yeah.
It would have been really hard too. I definitely would have loved.
So oh yeah. Hard. You would have been, that's what's funny about it is I thought, well, is she suggesting it because she's going to be good at it? And the answer is probably not. She just knows good wordplay.
I would stop, but that's something I could study up for, you know? So maybe, mm-hmm. I mean, I was always good at studying.
Nerd.
You're good at learning it and forgetting it.
100%.
Weird. All right. Well, the game we are going to play is called Weird Algorithm. Uh-huh. And I'm not sure if all of you have played it in the past, so I'll quickly explain that the Internet Movie Database, IMDb, has a peculiar feature where you're allowed to just reorder the cast of any movie in order of their current popularity on the IMDb star meter, whatever their index is that determines popularity. So I'm going to name a movie, and I've looked at this list of the cast in the popularity order, and your job is to guess who you think's, you know, top billed out of those people, or second or third. Those are all worth points. Anything below four is not worth any points. Plus, strategically, you're free to share answers with each other. You just might want to go against the grain here or there if you're all agreeing on stuff, because you know you do want to get more points, and you're just going to tie if you don't take any chances. And everybody's going to get to go first, but Sean gets to go first in this first round.
First
is Sean Jordan. Number one at the national box office right now. I'll even tell you who's in it. A movie called The Lost City that's got Sandy B, Sandra Bullock, Channing T,
mm-hmm.
Brad P, Harry Potter, Patty Harrison's in it. Nice to see her in there. And Oscar Nunez, another friend of the show and friend of Sandra Bullock. So he's in there. What do you think, Sean, out of all those people, who do you think is the most popular on IMDb as we speak?
I'll say Daniel Radcliffe. I just watched a movie called What If the other night, and it has nothing to do with this, but I'm just kind of feeling him right now, and I'd like it. I'd like him to be the right answer. So Danny Rad.
Okay. Amy, what do you think?
I'm going to go Channing Tatum. Final answer, Doug.
Oh, okay.
Lock it. Load Lock it. It
in. He's a funny guy, that Channing Tatum.
Yeah, I like how funny he is when I look at him. That's what I think of first.
Sure, like I'd like to fund that guy.
Uh-huh, look at that guy. Can't stop laughing.
He is guy.
I got to go change my pants. He's so funny.
Have you seen his hilarious tight butt?
When he dances to Pony by Genuine, I just laugh and laugh.
He is hot.
What?
Okay. So Amy's can't be swayed from picking Channing Tatum.
No way.
What do you think, John Erler? Do you
can I try to
either of them, or do you want to go out on your own here?
Oh, I could do the same guess as either
if
of
you
them.
Want to. Yeah, that's what
can I
was...
try to convince them to change their answer.
Not
you
happen. Could
if you wanted to.
That won't help though. I'm gonna make it a trifecta. I'm gonna go with the star of the movie, Sandy Bullock. She's an Austin gal, and so I got to go with the Austin person.
Right. She was at South by. I didn't see the movie at South by, but I got to, you know, see her standing around out in front of the theater before the movie.
Just waiting for the bus.
Daniel Radcliffe, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, born and raised. So I'm right there with you. Same kind of thing.
Yeah, they point the yellow, you know, they have a yellow carpet at South by and a yellow wall that they do the interviews in front of, but they point it towards the street. So like if you walk by, if you time it right, like I did this, I photobombed Michelle Yeoh and Nicolas Cage this way. I just walk by with my camera on video and just hold it up high, you know, so like getting a shot like over the reporters. Mm-hmm. I just would do a run through. And then then you pull out the stills and the moments that that look the best. And now I'm a professional photographer.
That's a good call.
It's pretty exciting.
Sandy B always looks incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. But now that I'm talking about it, I didn't see her at all. So okay.
Did you have to take a picture of Channing Tatum?
No,
he's so funny.
My number is 510.
I was doing something else when they were doing their movie, but I do want to go see the movie. I've heard really good things. One of the co-directors is directed by a couple of brothers, the Nee brothers, N-E-E. Adam Nee's been on Douglas movies before, so I reached out to him, and now he's too successful to come back. But it was nice to chat with him. No, he'll be on the show again, maybe.
What are you saying about us?
I'm saying that if
we're really good friends, if
somebody had the number one movie in the country right now, it's made $30 million last weekend. I would rather have them on the show than none of y'all. That's why the three of you are here and he's not.
There we go.
Yeah. But I do want to have them on. But,
it was
you know.
Cruel how you actually explained it.
I want everybody to be on. That's the problem, is I don't have enough spots for everybody. And that's why this is Sean Jordan's final show.
Oh, damn, no, he's lying.
I know, it's a tough way to hear about it, but...
Gonna have lying. A baby on now.
Like, yeah, the baby is almost ready, I think.
Maxine loves movies.
Take your spot. You think Maxine's gonna be a big movie lover because of you and the missus?
Yeah, I think so. I don't see how people don't like movies. I never met someone who's like, fuck movies.
I know, it's weird, right? But there are people. I was watching Wendy Williams today, and a woman needed like 10 clues to say the word Jumanji. And it just crazy reminded me that people just don't, it's not a priority in people's lives like it is in ours.
Sick.
Yeah.
It's weird to me. I don't know. Yeah, just, but yes, she, with Maxwell, I did that and skateboarding. Those are two things.
I mean, I got to say, that it's one of the things I would credit my parents for, is they like just took me to movies early and often. So I just got used to like, you know, I just, everything about it, I just love it. You know,
it's so fun. The magic of the movie. It's not done for me by any means. I still love a movie theater just as much as I did when I was six. So I'll be taking her as soon as she's old enough to give a shit.
I love it. Yeah. As soon as she's like focusing on things.
Yeah.
Don't take her to, you'll always be, well,
always be alone. I shan't. You'll always be alone. It's about babies, and I shan't be.
You won't be. You won't be alone.
You'll always be here. You'll always have a place in my heart.
You won't always be alone. I got it.
My alone is not your alone, or whatever it's called.
Okay, so Amy's going with Channing Tatum. Mm-hmm. Sean likes
movies.
Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
Harry P. And and John Erler is sticking his neck out for Sandra Bullock just because of location.
Austin. Also, Austin. She's the star of the movie, right?
Yeah.
I'd say her and Channing Tatum are like, it's like a two-hander and everybody else runs in and acts funny and leaves. Bowen Yang's in it too. I really do want to see it. But anyway.
I'll give him a two-hander.
Yeah, I was going to say it sounds pretty nice.
You know that movie Windfall is a three-hander.
It is. It's been a while since I had a three-hander. You got to pay extra for that.
Unfortunately, Daniel Radcliffe came in the number four position of most popular of the cast of this movie. So there's no points for that.
Horseshit.
Number three was the Channing Tatum.
Ooh.
That Amy selected. So she gets 1 point for that. So and then number two is Brad Pitt, who people say is hilarious in the movie, but I don't know how big of a part he has. It feels kind of like a cameo maybe. Mm-hmm. And then number one is of course, Sandra Bullock. Oh, so at the end of round one, the end of round one, John has 3 points. Amy has one. Sean has zero, but it's still anybody's game. Amy goes first on this next one. Who do you think is top billed according to the popularity index, the weird algorithm that is IMDb for the movie The Proposal? Starring Sandra Bullock, Ryan Reynolds, Betty White, and our friend Oscar Nunez.
Ryan Reynolds. Nope.
You going? What?
Sandra Bullock. Change it?
Okay. I'll come back to you again, make sure you're firm on your answer, but she's Sandra going Bullock. Sandra Bullock, John.
Because I love Austin. Think, John?
What if this is another deal where Doug has the same answer for all the questions, like in the last round?
Yeah, what if it is?
Well, then Amy
plays. This is so Aquarius of you.
I'm torn because Sandy's great hometown, but...
he's from Toronto, man. You're really going to be crossing some lines here if you go.
I know. I don't want to piss off anybody, but he just came out with a movie too, although it's not like in theaters, right? It's on Netflix or something.
He has a movie out like every 5 days.
Are you trying to get me to not vote?
He's so funny, Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, Brad Pitt, also hilarious, by the way.
Yeah.
All really funny guys.
Timothy Chalamet, super funny.
He's not that funny. He needs to come into his own a little bit, and then it'll be funny.
A little bit of chest hair, maybe.
He's not my Willy Wonka.
Mm-mm. Is he going to be Willy Wonka?
Yeah, he's going to be in the origin story Willy Wonka, which is going to be just made up by somebody because there's never been. The original creator of Willy Wonka, that racist is dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I heard he might not do it after all. It's sort of a Willy or Wonky.
Shut up. God.
Don't shut up. You do that all day.
I got two shut ups and one very loud laugh from Doug. You're trying to stifle a laugh.
Whose turn is it? Shut up.
It's my turn. I'm going to go. Fuck, I'm torn between Ryan Reynolds and Sandy. I got to go with Sandy again.
Okay, so Amy and John are both saying Sandy, Sean.
I mean, so the question is, Sandra Bullock was the biggest in the previous movie, so you just have to ask, is she currently more popular, or is anybody in this movie more popular than anybody in that movie? I don't think they are right
it's
now.
Perfect so I'm gonna math. Say, also, you got to... Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
You're all right. Call me perfect again, man. Sandra Bullock, I'm going to say. I'm going to agree.
Man. You're all three going Sandy B.
I think so. I need some points.
Okay. Well, you got some.
Tight.
But so did everybody else. You see how that works?
I do, but, I could have had none, and here I got some.
There you go. There you go. all right. What's my weakness? Man. Okay.
Okay, then.
Three. Coming in at number three, actress that I do recall her being in this movie, but good for her. She's number three, Malin Ackerman.
Mm. But she's his like girlfriend from back home when he goes home. Yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she got the Malin vote then.
Yeah.
You are. And then.
Thank you. Perfect.
And then coming in at number two, so you all get 2 points apiece, is Sandra Bullock.
Oh,
and
no.
Number one, of course, it's Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, no.
Patriarchy, no matter how hard Sandy fights.
Yeah, damn it.
Yeah.
I could have. Oh, well, fuck me, I guess. All right.
Well, I would. No, thank you. But
Nice that he asked, though. That's nice.
Polite absolutely of you to say nice. No thank you.
Absolutely nice.
Everyone else says, nice. Get away.
Everyone else slaps you at the back of their hand.
Get out of my house.
Okay, so who gets to go? John gets to go first this round, right?
I don't know.
I do.
You haven't had a chance to go first yet.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, John.
Yeah, because it went Sean. Sean went first in the first round, then Amy, then John. Right. Goes first now. All right. And you're in the lead with 5 points, but Amy's got 3 and Sean's got 2. Anywhere from 3 to 0 is available on this one. The film, John, is Speed, starring Sandra Bullock, Keanu, Alan Ruck from,
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Dennis Hopper, Pop Quiz, Hot Shot, and... Of
Good
course,
moon, yes.
Jeff Daniels, who to this day will not get in an elevator.
Whoa.
Right.
Really?
No, I made it up.
That's, oh.
Because bad things happen in that movie.
If I were him, I wouldn't. He died in one in that movie.
When they're pulling people out, when an elevator is like half open, you know, in between floors and they pull people out, that's the scariest shit I could imagine. Having to get out of an elevator that could just cut you in half in a second. Whew. That's buck.
Yeah. You got to move fast, buddy.
Look, it's either going to be
you, John.
Damn it. That had a double meaning. It's either going to be Keanu or Sandy, and I'm going to go with Sandy again.
Okay.
Paul, is it me?
Mm-hmm. No, wait. No. Amy first.
That's Amy. Okay.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves.
Wait, no. Go do. Yeah, Amy's first. What? Keanu?
Keanu Reeves.
I'll say Keanu too. I like it. Okay. New Matrix. Wow, shit, that was Christmas. Well, whatever. Keanu. He's always dope. Everyone's always got like a feel good story about how dank he is. So
he's very funny. He's very funny.
He's a rad.
Yeah.
Hilarious. All right. So John's going with Sandy, and Sean and Amy are going Keanu. And, they came in the same order I read them off to you. Jeff Daniels, 5. Dennis Hopper, 4. Alan Ruck, 3. Keanu Reeves, 2. Sandra Bullock, 1.
Yes.
That means that John Erler is our winner today. Congratulations, John.
Thank you. I did it. You know what's fun is we're riffing Speed this weekend. We're doing it on Saturday on our Twitch channel. So
I think riffing Speed could also get you in some trouble, huh?
That's perfect. Perfect promotional timing, I'd like to say. Is there anything else as our winner today that you would like to plug, Mr. Erler?
Yeah, we're doing a double feature on our Twitch channel. All you have to do is go to @MasterPancake or whatever in the search bar there. We're doing a double Keanu because he's so funny. We're doing Speed at 6:30 Central. And then in the second slot at 9 Central, we're going to do The Devil's Advocate.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's hilarious in both of those non-comedies.
He really is hilarious in The Devil's Advocate with Al Pacino and Charlize Theron.
Yeah, the devil puts him through some shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much for being here. I will be in touch about your next appearance because as champ, you do have the option to return as soon as you're able.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Can I bring Amy and Sean with me? We've had such a good time.
No, you're going to have 2 bright, shiny new competitors.
Oh.
And, you know, who knows what will happen. The longest winning streak we've had this in the last year or so, I think, was somebody won 5 times in a row.
Wow.
Yeah. Sean Jordan.
Yes, sir.
What would you like to promote, buddy?
June 2nd, it's a ways away, I know, but I will be at the Crocodile in Seattle. The comedy club is called The Hereafter. It's where Amy is right now. I'll be there on June 2nd.
Sitting here right now with my body.
Doing 2 shows. So come to that and listen to All Fantasy Everything. It's a podcast I do with Ian Carmel and David Borey, and it's a lot of fun. And this is awesome.
I would hope someone listening to this podcast would be familiar with that one by now, but if they're not, they should definitely check it out. Not to mention, check out Amy's podcast that she doesn't do anymore. or check out the new one that she does do. Tell us about that, Amy.
It's called Herd Hurt or Herd.
Hard.
No, just watch my Comedy Central special on YouTube. It's called Ham Mouth. It's very easy to find. And I have a new album out available for pre-order. And then I have a bunch of dates that I just confirmed, but I haven't put up yet. But like, I don't know, sign up for my newsletter. That's easy. It's on my website. I'm going to be in Indianapolis and Denver again and back to Seattle and Vegas and all kinds of shit.
You did it.
That sounds great. Yeah.
Amy Miller, comedy.com.
Be sure to check out our sister podcast, Wide World of Doug's, and go to DougLovesMovies.com for all my deets and dates. And follow Doug Loves Movies on Twitter, now that that's a thing, please. And thanks again to John Erler, Amy Miller, and Sean Jordan. I'll see you all soon, I hope, but Sean on April 20th in Helium in Portland, Oregon.
Yoo-hoo.
And how long are you in New York for, Amy? Can you say?
Oh, I'm back already. Now I'm in Seattle. Well, does this come out tomorrow?
Tonight, late tonight.
Oh, okay. Then you can see me in Portland now. Well,
Saturday, right? Or Sunday?
Friday in Salem, Saturday in Portland, and Sunday in Bend, Oregon. Those are all on my website, Amy Miller.
That's a lovely tour of those three places.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Is the weather good?
It's so fun.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's nice. Just crisp and sunny.
Oh, that sounds perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, everybody. As always, it's over now, I think.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug-